everybody. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on this Wednesday, the 10th of October, 2012, home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're also the most powerful news talk station with great reach all over southern Arizona. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and on kvoi.com. And we post the program every afternoon, so you can hear the program anytime, anywhere on your schedule. It's posted to buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and now the website of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, that is gvnews.com. They have a link now to our program. We are live every weekday, noon to one, the Buckmaster Show debate series spotlights today Proposition 204, known as the Quality Education and Jobs Measure. Also, our monthly segment focusing on aging, that will be coming up at 30 minutes past the hour, plus commentary from Dr. Robert Hendricks, the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. Our debate series now on the Buckmaster Show spotlights Prop 204, known as the Quality Education and Jobs Measure. Prop 204 would permanently continue the 1 cent per dollar sales tax when the temporary sales tax increase expires in May. About 80% of the proceeds would go to various education programs. The remainder would pay for infrastructure and health programs. Joining me in studio, speaking in favor of Prop 204, is Anne Eve Peterson, education advocate who helped write Prop 204, and she also spearheaded the effort to get Prop 204 on the ballot. Speaking against is State Treasurer Doug Ducey. Doug Ducey is chairing the anti-204 campaign. Mr. Ducey joins us on the Buckmaster Show live line from Phoenix. Anne Eve Peterson is with me in studio. Anne Eve, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. Thank you.
Doug, good to hear from you.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Thank you very much for being with us. And I'm going to ask that both you and Anne Eve keep your answers to about a minute, maybe max a minute and a half, so we can cover a lot of ground. All right, Anne Eve Peterson, why should people vote for Proposition 204?
Prop 204 is something very positive that we can do for our state's school children and also for our state's economy. Arizona led the nation in the depth of cuts to K-12 education at 21.8%, and we already started at a very low place, 50th in the nation in per pupil funding. If we want Arizona to be able to attract the good, high-paying jobs, we have to make this investment in education. And the legislature has shown time and time again that even though education is the top voter priority in the state for funding, they just refuse to adequately fund it. This past session, there was an $851 million budget surplus, and the governor asked for a very modest funding increase for education. The legislature's response was, well, we're going to zero you out, nothing for education. They agreed on a very small amount as a compromise, and that didn't even include money for textbooks. Our students are being held to much higher standards. Over the next 2 years, there are a series of very rigorous reforms coming online. We need to make sure we have the funds there so that they can achieve at these much higher expectations.
Doug Ducey, why are you involved and why are you urging voters to say no?
Well, I want people to vote no because Proposition 204 is a terrible idea. It's a special interest bill written by special interest to pay off special interest. Bill, I think it's important that people know that it's a $1 billion permanent sales tax increase. It'll make Arizona the second highest sales tax state in the country. It'll be devastating to our economy. These funds are not mandated to go to the classroom. They go to pay off road contractors that paid for the signatures. The road contractors get $100 million a year annually, permanently and forever. That's $100 million that could go to teachers. Prop 204 is a bad idea, and I hope people will see it for the pork bill that it is.
Anne Eve Peterson, he says it's Doug Ducey, terrible idea, making Arizona second highest state as far as taxes. And what about this for the road builders?
You know, it's so interesting debating Mr. Ducey. This is about the sixth time we've done this. And he really engages in a complete misinformation campaign. We've had to put a site on our website just to counter all of the misinformation that he spews out there. First of all, call, who wrote this? Okay, this is being spearheaded by volunteer parents. That is who was involved with the shaping of this initiative. And why are we doing this? Because we can't trust the legislature. Mr. Ducey has become the chief apologist for this legislature that refuses to adequately fund education and is hurting the economy in Arizona. That's why the state's three leading CEO organizations, Southern Arizona Leadership Council, Greater Phoenix Leadership, Flagstaff 40, have all endorsed Prop 204 and strongly urge its passage, because they understand that to improve the economy, we have to bring good jobs to Arizona, that we are not second highest in the tax rate. This is another piece of misinformation. Arizona's state sales tax is ninth, and if you look at an overall tax burden for Arizonans, when you include property and income taxes, remember we have some of the lowest property taxes in the country, we are 38th overall.
What about this, Doug Ducey, about chief apologist?
Well, I really want people to get the facts on this. You know, Bill, I'm new to this. I was in the business world just a few short years ago. And if Andy wants to talk about people who oppose Proposition 204, I think it's important to know that the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce are against Proposition 204. Craig Barrett, the former CEO and chairman of Intel, the current president of the Basis School System, the finest school system in the state and in the country, is against Proposition 204. Ann Eve needs to talk about that it is funded by government unions to pay back government unions, to pay back the road contractors. And this idea of me being an apologist for the legislature, say whatever you want about the legislature. I met most of these folks in the last 18 months. At least they're accountable to the voters every 2 years. Ann Eve's bill would be permanent and forever. And I think it's time for real education reform. This bill has zero accountability. And I'm really curious as to why it has $100 million going to road contractors in an education bill. And no one's really addressed that or talked about that. You keep talking about me being an apologist for the legislature, and the Tax Foundation says okay, this will make us the second highest sales tax state in the country. So it's interesting that now you have information that's superior to the Tax Foundation.
Annie,
you guys
obviously
have a monopoly on the facts.
Douglas.
What Tax Foundation says, or Craig Barrett.
All right.
People should vote no on Prop 204.
Here's Annie Peterson, who was shaking her head vigorously while Doug was speaking during that last minute.
Yeah, this is just very typical of our exchanges, unfortunately. And you would hope that someone in elected office would put a place a greater value on telling the truth. That information is from the Tax Foundation, Doug. And if you take a look at the report, you'll see it's right there in black and white. In terms of what this does for our school children, we know that the legislature is not going to adequately fund education. And that's, again, why the leading CEO organizations in the state, these are our state's major employers, back Proposition 204. When we try and recruit good businesses to come to Arizona, they look at our rankings, they look at the lack of investment in education in Arizona, and they just will not come here. Arizonans need good jobs. We need good, high-paying jobs. And you talk about roads. Do you know what the businesses say, Doug, when we talk at the rural chambers of commerce? I've heard stories from business leaders there who say they have had their company vehicles damaged, thousands of dollars of damage, by running into a pothole.
Okay.
This money goes to the State Department of Transportation, and what economists tell us, if you want to improve the economy in Arizona, invest in education and transportation.
Doug has brought up twice now the why roads are included in this proposition, Annie.
Roads as well as education. Our transportation system was defunded by the legislature the same way the education system was defunded. And again, when you talk to true business leaders, what they will tell you is that the place to invest is in education and transportation, and it just makes sense. The idea that somehow this is a special interest to have safe roads is ridiculous.
Okay.
We are a car culture. We need to have safe modes of transporting people and goods.
Doug Ducey, is there something through this process that you have heard that you want to set the record straight on and clear it up? I'll give Ann Eve the same opportunity here. Do you want to set the record?
Exactly. This is a $1 billion permanent sales tax increase. Makes us the second highest sales tax state in the country. No matter how many times Ann Eve says that isn't true, those are the facts. The other thing is, it's a special interest bill. This bill is full of pork. it's got hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild our roads. If that's the case, why is Arizona's interstate highway condition rated number one among the states? And that's according to the federal government. That's to pay off the road contractors who paid for the signatures. You know, Ann, Eve and I think, share a love of wanting to improve education. Proposition 204 has none of the money in the bill, $1 billion a year, none of it. Not $1 is required to go to the classroom.
That's absurd. I think
the bill was poorly written. It's misunderstood. It's complex. It funds special interests. People should vote against it. And if they want to have better funding in education, I'm happy to tell you that there's over $1 billion in the operating account today. That's the cash balance in the state. And we have $450 million in a savings account. What Ann Eve neglects to mention is that we've been through the worst economic downturn in our state's history.
Okay.
And like I mentioned, the legislature did everything they could to spare education.
Right.
We have dollars available. Let's not raise taxes on hardworking Arizonans.
Okay, Ann Eve, there are a couple of items in there you want to address, and
sure.
Also this is your opportunity to clear the record, and
yeah.
I guess you can do that right now.
I think you just heard the chief apologist right there saying that we just need to trust the legislature. The legislature has the funds there. It's what you said. And so that's your position, Doug, that the money is there and we just need to trust the legislature to adequately fund education. Let's look at their record. Can you let me talk, please, Doug? This is my turn now. Thank you. The legislature led the nation in the percentage cuts to education in Arizona. If you want to go out and try and recruit good businesses to come to Arizona with that kind of a record, good luck. And I can tell you that having someone in Mr. Ducey's position out there being an anti-education force is not a good way to recruit businesses to the state of Arizona. Mr. Ducey is a politician running for governor. Someone talked him into doing this, telling him that this would be a great way to advance his political career. He joins a long line of politicians who are willing to throw our kids under the bus to advance their own political careers. We have to stop, and what we're stopping with 204 is we're taking the politics out of education.
Doug, we're going to have to take a break, but you want to respond here real quickly before the break. Go ahead.
Sure. Bill, I'm a champion of education. I sit on the board of Teach for America and the State Charter School Board. I don't want to raise taxes on Arizonans, and I don't think anybody believes that you can throw money at a problem and think it will magically go away. This is the same thing that people have been doing for the last two decades that have underserved our children and our teachers. Prop 204 doesn't fix the problem. The money doesn't get to the classroom. It's a bad idea, and the money goes to special interests. People just need to read the bill. State Senate shows $100 million to road contractors. We've got the finest roads in the country.
All right.
Okay.
Doug Ducey, stay with us, and Annie Peterson will be with me in studio. We're going to hear now from the sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Please support these people. They believe in what we're doing, and please show them your gratitude. Thank you.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowland Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We have a very spirited debate going on here over Proposition 204. Ann Eve Peterson is with me in studio. She is in favor of 204, and Doug Ducey, State Treasurer of Arizona, is against it. And we'll start this questioning with Ann Eve Peterson, and I'll give Doug a chance as well. Is there a question that you would like to ask Mr. Ducey, Ann Eve?
Sure, and this is a question that I'm being asked a lot by voters as I travel around the state talking about Prop 204, and they're questioning how Mr. Ducey, as an elected state official, can be doing this, opposing Prop 204, on the taxpayer's time and the taxpayer's dime. And I think this is causing a lot of concern for folks that he is perhaps misusing his position and perhaps beginning a run for governor quite early.
Okay, and Doug Ducey, you can answer that question, and then you'll be able to ask Ann Eve a question.
Well, I think Ann Eve knows, since she claims to have written the bill, the state treasurer is mentioned in Proposition 204 11 times. So, of course, any legislation that comes across our desk that will affect the taxpayers of Arizona, we're supposed to speak out on, especially when it raises taxes $1 billion permanently and devastates the state economically. So that's why I'm speaking out on it, and I'm going to speak out on it between now and November 6th to defeat it, because it's bad policy that you were hoping to sneak through, and that's not going to happen on this watch.
And you can now ask Ann Eve a question, Doug Ducey.
Yes, Ann Eve, who negotiated the deal with the road contractors that they would pay $300,000 to get the signatures to get this on the bill, and they get paid back $100 million a year annually and forever, and none of this money goes to the teachers.
Okay, first of all, let's correct this idea that no money goes to the classroom and no money goes to the teacher.
Zero.
That is a complete
zero.
Look, Doug, come on now. You just have to read. You claim to have read it. You obviously have not. This money is distributed on a per pupil basis to district schools and charter schools through the Department of Education. And trying to sneak something through, we have been working on this for a year and a half as volunteer parents. The idea that somehow our children are a special interest. I am a volunteer parent, yes, and I am spearheading this. George Cunningham is working as a volunteer. And yes, I am a volunteer parent. We began our group, the Arizona Education Parent Network, formed in 2009 because of the cuts that were looming at that time. Those cuts occurred, and I can tell you they were devastating for our children's classroom. When you try and call our credibility into question by saying that somehow we are looking out for a special interest group, you are talking about our children. And I'm finding it increasingly offensive to have this be the thrust of your campaign.
Okay, Doug. Ducey, you're up.
I said, still no answer on the road contractors and why they get $100 million a year through the bill and who negotiated the deal. I think, you know, Andy and I have actually had some very spirited debates. We both want to see improvement in K-12 education. That's my desire as well. I sincerely don't believe Proposition 204 will make it happen because it puts the dollars in the same failed funding formulas that we've had for the past two decades. I want people to vote against it. I'll meet Ann Eve on November 7th, and we can talk about real education reform. Prop 204, isn't it?
Let's talk about real education reform, Doug, because I think you've been completely silent while these devastating cuts were occurring in our children's classrooms. I did not hear you speaking up for our kids at that time. And so for you to now come in and say that you're going to be the savior of education, I don't believe you. It was up to parents to put this together because politicians like you have continually failed our children. Let's talk about the reform pieces that we parents put into this measure. For the very first time, we are actually linking dollars to performance. 12% of the K-12 dollars in Prop 204 will only be released statewide if schools statewide are improving on measurements like increasing the graduation rates, reducing dropout rates, ensuring that more third graders are reading at grade level, and improving on the nationally normed test. Accountability and performance is critical to parents. Doug, you should know that.
Okay. Hold on, Doug.
Only 12%? The legislature right now allocates nothing toward performance.
Okay, now go ahead, Doug.
And, you know, the other thing is I am new to this. I've been in office less than 2 years. I can tell you 2 years ago when I came into office, our state was out of money. We were bankrupt. We were insolvent. We were being called structurally broken in the worst financial circumstances of any state in the country. I worked very hard to balance our checkbook. We're in different circumstances today, and we should be talking about the proper way to get the right outcomes in K-12 education. Proposition 204 doesn't do that. It has zero accountability, and none of the dollars, Annie, somebody's got to be responsible for the language in the bill. None of the dollars are required to go to classrooms or teachers.
That's completely ridiculous.
Okay. We've got about 2 minutes to go, and I want to give you each 30 seconds at the end. So let's keep this response to 30 seconds. Go ahead, Ann-Eve, about the accountability issue.
First of all, we are funding numerous pieces of accountability and reform, and Mr. Ducey knows that. We're putting into place an accountability database that is desperately needed by the Department of Education. It is the number one recommendation in Governor Brewer's education reform plan. It will allow the state to finally track student, teacher, principal, school, and district performance. And if you don't consider that to be accountability, I don't know what you consider to be accountability.
Okay.
The legislature refuses to fund that. We do it with Prop 204.
Go ahead. Doug Ducey, 30 seconds.
The Arizona Chamber of Commerce, the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Doug Ducey, Governor Brewer, and Craig Barrett, the leading education champion in the state, opposed Proposition 204. Ann Eve keeps calling me a politician. Well, listen, when's the last time you've had a politician say to you, we don't need the money? Well, we don't. We have it in the bank. Use the money we have. Just say no to the second highest sales tax in the country. Vote no on Prop 204.
I'll give you the final 30 seconds, then. You can sum it up, and you can put your website in there as well, Doug Ducey.
Well, Bill, I want to comment this from let's do what's right for K-12 education. If you care about our kids, we should have real reform. We just shouldn't throw billions of dollars in a problem and hope that it magically goes away. That's Einstein's definition of insanity. Go to No on 204 on the web. Go to Vote No on 204 on Facebook to get the facts and spread the word. Please don't believe that a bill paid for by special interest that pays back special interest can do anything to improve education.
Thank you, Doug Ducey. Okay, here's Annie Peterson. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay, I would just say this really comes down to an issue of trust. Do you trust the legislature and do you trust the politicians in this state to adequately take care of our state's children and our state's economy? The public doesn't trust them. That's why we had to move forward as volunteer parents. Please go to our website, qualityeducationandjobs.com, and help us pass Prop 204.
Thank you, Annie Peterson and Doug Ducey on Prop 204. We will be back on the Buckmaster Show.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some State Department officials have been getting a grilling today on Capitol Hill as a House committee holds a hearing into last month's attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, and security at the diplomatic post. A Turkish television report says that fighter jets have forced a Syrian passenger plane to land at the airport in the Turkish capital. State-run media says the Airbus A320 was coming from Moscow when it was intercepted as it entered Turkish airspace. South Carolina's voter ID law will not be in place for next month's election. A panel of three federal judges in Washington has upheld the law but says it's too soon for it to take effect this year. On Wall Street, the Dow down 132 points, and NASDAQ off 16. More details at srnnews.com.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition, 1234 now, and one of our continuing focus segments here every month on the Buckmaster Show is aging and the impact on the baby boom generation. Our segment on aging is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And as more baby boomers reach the age of retirement, many of them will be considering the exercise of downsizing from their homes into smaller accommodations, but downsizing from a home that someone may have lived in for 20, 30, or even 40 years can be difficult, not only physically, but emotionally as well. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line, our expert on aging, Gail Morgan, a vice president of Mather Lifeways, the parent company for Splendido at Rancho Vistoso. Gail, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, you know, when it comes to downsizing, there are many reasons, I guess, why people say it's time to kind of clean out the stuff and maybe take a second look.
Absolutely. You know, people of all ages oftentimes choose to downsize from a financial standpoint. Save money on their monthly expenses, cut costs on home and upkeep. So for many, it's financial. Those of us that become older, perhaps the kids have gone off to college and we've been in that house for a while, and sometimes it's just a matter of upkeep. We don't want the time for the upkeep, or the upkeep may be getting a little too much for how we want to spend our time. So the reasons are many.
Yeah, I mean, there's the lower cost of living, reducing taxes. Of course, there's that maintenance. And maybe perhaps people don't want to shovel snow anymore, Gail Morgan.
Absolutely. And, you know, another huge benefit to downsizing in general is the flexibility it brings. You know, once you downsize, if you're giving up the pool maintenance and you're giving up the yard maintenance and so on, it becomes a lot easier to shut the door and put the key in your pocket and just go on that trip you've wanted to do. And so it really brings a lot of increased flexibility with it.
Yeah, sometimes people would prefer somewhere that they could walk to and not have to worry about the car, because let's face it, in households 65 to 74, quite a bit of money is spent on transportation each year.
Yes, not only is a large amount of money spent on transportation, one of the things that we have seen is today's retirees tend to outlive their ability to drive by almost a decade. So when you're starting to think about downsizing, location becomes especially important, because if you want to reduce the driving, the expenses, or think ahead to maybe one day I won't be driving, where can I locate that transportation will be less of an issue?
You know, it is really time for many people to be asking that question, and of course, having a discussion with a spouse or a partner about kind of listing the items that are very important to each of you when you think about the next phase of your life.
Oh, Bill, that is so important. I can't tell you how many times in our business we see folks that aren't always on the same page. You know, perhaps the gentleman retired from his job 10, 12 years ago, and he's enjoying retirement, but his wife is saying, hey, I'm still cooking, I'm still cleaning, I'm still homemaking, I want to have a new vision. And so to sit down and just say, what do we want our lifestyle to look like after we downsize?
Yeah, and
make sure you're on the same page.
Yeah, and it's important to look at, if you're going to look at a retirement community, or really for that matter, wherever you're going to go, you need to really check the facility out, take a tour of that facility.
You're absolutely right. Whether you're going to a retirement community, a condo, or any type of smaller setting, give it a test run. Visit it day and night. You know, let's say you've decided transportation is important to you, so you're going to a more urban setting. Visit during high traffic hours to see if that's the lifestyle you want. If you're looking at a retirement community, visit on a Saturday afternoon as well as a middle of the week. Stay for a meal or stay overnight. Really, truly, it's a great opportunity for you to test run before you sign the papers and make that financial commitment.
Besides the emotional stumbling block, Gail, of leaving the home you may have lived in, as I mentioned in the intro, some people have lived in the same place for more than 40 years. What else would be holding people back from downsizing?
Well, for one, the downturn in the economy. You know, they're just concerned about where their economics stand overall, but so many folks have fallen into the thought that I'm not going to get for my home what I would have got 5 to 10 years ago. However, so many of them have been in their homes well over 10 years that, yes, they're going to get a smaller profit, but they're still going to make a profit. So our attitude and our thoughts towards the economy, especially the real estate, you know, waiting could really impact how you're able to enjoy your lifestyle once you downsize. So really, you know, just coming to grips with now's the time and this is what we want to do, regardless of the economy. It's not going to change drastically in the next 5 years, so don't let yourself be anchored by that home.
How can someone start the process of downsizing? How long does it take? And when is the right time, Gail Morgan, to bring in the experts?
You know, we like to suggest that you give yourself about 6 months. 6 months to go through the home and to see what your family may like to have. Go through the home and see what you really want. Just because you collected trains when you were 30 doesn't mean you need to take your 50 trains with you. You know, so take your time to assess and keep thinking about what's it going to look like when I'm living this new lifestyle. Get the experts involved. When you have possessions that you want to trade to someone else, and you don't have family that wants to take it, so you can find someone to help you auction, donate for the tax benefits, even sell things online. Also, that's when we think, you know, if you mention it to a family member, it's surprising how quickly the treasures will go.
Yeah, and if someone just comes up to you, a friend, and says, well, I'll give you such and such for that, you might want to think twice about it because that item may be worth a lot more than that.
Yeah, you know, there's so many appraising organizations that will come out and look at your possessions. And one of the things we also say is don't sell to someone that actually does the appraisal. You know, always get that objective third-party person that's not going to be the buyer who will help you value your possessions.
You know, change, of course, it comes down almost to a bottom line that change, Gail Morgan, is difficult and moving is hard, isn't it?
It is, you know, especially the longer we have been in the setting we're in. And the one thing that we find is one of the reasons for older adults change is so hard is this misconception of by giving my home away and moving out of that home to a downsized situation, I feel maybe that I'm sacrificing independence or I feel that it will be a sign of my loss of independence. Really focus on what you're gaining, and you're gaining so much freedom, so much flexibility, so much financial freedom. You know, focus on what you're gaining, and that will really assist in the change.
One of the nice things that Splendido offers is the showcase of homes. It's an opportunity for somebody to really take a look at what is offered, the amenities at Splendido in Oro Valley, and that's coming up, isn't it?
Yes, on October 30th, they're going to have the showcase of homes, and we'll have homes of all different sizes, from 900 square feet to almost 3,000 square feet. It's a great way to stop in and peek at the many options and see how many other people have downsized successfully.
And each guided tour, there'll be a Splendido person there who can explain the different floor plans. And a lot of people don't have a lot of misconceptions about a facility like Splendido. All of those questions can be answered, correct?
They can be answered, and also not just by staff members at Splendido, but we'll have many residents on hand, and they're the best experts to go to.
And one of our famous residents who was just with us yesterday, General John Wickham, one of the famous residents of Splendido, is always available to speak very highly of your property. He's always a great source for everyone. So that is 9 a.m. to noon, the showcase of homes at Splendido. Please RSVP at 762-4090, 762-4090. Gail Morgan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gail.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than two file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1248. We had a very spirited debate at the top of the program, and I want to mention that the good folks here at KVOI AM 1030 on the website kvoi.com are archiving all of the Buckmaster Show debates, so you'll be able to go back and hear. I think we've got about, by the time it's all said and done, almost a dozen debates planned here before Election Day. So that's kvoi.com. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. So much to do over there. There's the arts, the hiking, the birding, exploring the Muggione ghost town, Silver City's historic downtown area.
What a great place to get away, and it's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson, mostly interstate, all the way over to Lordsburg and then up to Silver City, so it's not that far away. Lots of great accommodation in the area, including Faywood Hot Springs Resorts, Georgetown Cabins, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. There's a lot of information on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. We are joined now on the Buckmaster Show, and Dr. Robert Hendricks joins us on the program every month or so. He is our contributor on education, Dr. Hendricks, Associate Professor Emeritus at the University of Arizona College of Education, former head of Department of Educational Policy Studies and Practice, and he taught organizational theory, human resource management, and policy analysts at the master's and doctoral level. He's the former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District. Dr. Hendricks was named Arizona's top school superintendent in 1989. Good to see you, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I appreciate being here to listen to that very lively debate.
You were in the control room listening to the debate, and just some of your thoughts generally about what you heard on the pro and con on Proposition 204.
Well, obviously, Bill, I'm a lifelong advocate for education, and so I try to look at things from the perspective of, you know, what will benefit students in the classroom. And as I listened to the pros and cons of this debate, I found parts of each which I have to agree with. Mr. Ducey talks about the fact that it's terrible public policy. It is terrible public policy. The reality is that to put into place a billion-dollar initiative based on the stonewalling of the legislature is really not a very good way to construct a policy in the state.
You would say it would be really the legislature's responsibility to have
absolutely
taken care of this.
But, you know, it's not only been this sitting legislature. It's the previous ones for a number of years that really have not placed education as a priority. What I find curious about this proposition, though, is that when I read it and read it carefully, the devil is really in the details. And when you deconstruct what this money is being used for, it is for K-12 education. It's also for university education, for scholarship funding and operational costs. And as for, as we heard, the infrastructure for the highways, there's some money in there for health care as well. So there's a lot of special interests that are represented. And I'm not saying that in a negative way, but they're represented in this proposition all under the umbrella, if you read the signs, as improving education. The state does need a centralized database, as Ms. Peterson said, to track performance, because they've tried to do this for years, and the legislature has turned them down time and time again. And other states have it. There's no way to really have a national comparative base without having that information at the state level.
And we don't have it because what is just considered too expensive?
It's very expensive. It involves technology, involves a structure and a system in place that we have never had statewide. And, you know, the current state superintendent, previous state superintendents have called for the implementation of this. They've gone hat in hand to the legislature. Legislature has turned them down. There's also this a very large amount of money for the implementation of state standards, and that's the money that Ms. Peterson talked about being distributed to school districts and charter schools. That part really concerns me. I mean, if I don't see a clear line of that money being distributed towards teacher salaries and towards benefiting the classroom. Maybe it's there, but if it's there, it's certainly too ambiguous in my mind. And where the distribution goes to school districts and charter schools, the language says that assessment accountability money may be used. And I'm always worried when I see may in language that the voters are asked to approve, because we have no guarantee that it's really going to be used that way, even though I'm sure the supporters of this proposition have the best of intentions. Words like may really shouldn't be in the language. And I have kind of a flashback to a previous proposition that voters approved, Proposition 301, which was supposed to provide differentiated or what some people would consider to be merit pay to teachers in school districts that were demonstrated accountability. They left the decision up to the districts. Some districts did exactly what they were supposed to do. Some districts gave the same amount of money to every teacher, and some districts held the money back. And so I know that that was not the intention of that proposition. And so there's part of me says, mm-hmm. you know, beware, because I'm concerned that that maybe this may not be carried out exactly the way it was
intended. But you're also concerned about some of the things you heard from Mr. Ducey.
I am. I'm concerned that the legislature has not acted, that there is money available. I was surprised at the amount that he mentioned, but that there is a large amount of money that the legislature could tap and use for education. But you know what happens is that we're enabling the legislature here. Because if we pass this proposition, in my mind, we're saying to the legislature, okay, you don't have to tap that money anymore. We'll rely on the sales tax for that funding, and then you go ahead and use that money for other priorities that you might have. And so these are all what-if kinds of situations. I'm not really decided at this point, but I raised some questions that I would hope that the voters would think about, because both speakers made some very, very compelling points.
Yeah, I think it really does a service for people to hear both sides, and that's what we've tried to do in all our debates here on the Buckmaster Show. You mentioned 301, and then, of course, we had the sales tax measure 2 years ago, and the legislature wound up using the money for something other than education.
Right, and remember, the word was temporary at that point, and now we're led to believe that it isn't always temporary as suggested, but that the underlying goal is perhaps to make it more permanent. And, you know, I understand why the interests that support this proposition want it to pass, because their frustration in not seeing anything happen to give them
year,
that support.
Year after year.
Year after year
and
after year.
And teachers feel, the teachers in this state, I think generally this can be said, they certainly feel undervalued.
Absolutely.
And you know, they feel this is a hope for them at least.
Yes. And I, you know, I truly believe that it is a hope for them, but I don't exactly see it in the language that suggests that it might be the great hope that that they're expecting. Yes, it's definitely going to benefit part of the educational enterprise, but just how much of that trickles down into the classroom and actually how much that will benefit the individual classroom teacher is a question that I would have wanted to ask both individuals, because I didn't hear the answer to that.
We probably could have spent the next 3 hours with both individuals talking about what each feels is important out of this particular measure.
But Bill, I don't see the answer to that question in the language of the proposition. And I guess that's one of the concerns that I have.
Okay,
I don't see how that's addressed.
Dr. Robert Hendricks, thank you for some of your thoughts about Proposition 204. Dr. Hendricks still undecided and gathering material before he casts a vote one way or another. Thanks a lot for being with us. We'll see you next month.
Glad to be here, Bill.
All right. The bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. And again, a reminder that all of our debates on the Buckmaster Show are archived for you on the KVOI website. That's kvoi.com. And of course, We post all of our shows, whether it's a debate or not, to the BuckmasterShow.com website, and all of the debates are up there as well. John C. Scott will be coming along at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5 here on KBOI. Then tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe, Pima County Recorder candidate Bill Beard will be a guest, and TUSD school board member Mark Stegman also a guest tomorrow morning, 6 to 8 on the Wake Up Tucson show. That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.